woman's arm. She didn't know what she was headed for, and when I found what she was headed for, it was too late. She's come undone. She found a mountain that was far too high, and when she found out she couldn't fly, the sun. She's come undone. She wanted truth, but all she got was lies. Came the time to realize.
Know what that is? Because the zest and zealous of the prosecution in this case is get Trump at any cost. Clearly, so this line of questioning, this new line of questioning involving criminal inquiries into. Inquiries into, you know, how the money came in for inaugurations, that's completely problematic. The inquiry to the inaugural fund and the super PAC is yet another front being pursued by multiple teams of prosecutors. Thomas J. Barrick Jr., a billionaire financier and one of Mr. Trump's closest friends, raised money for both funds. Tom has never talked to any foreign individual or entity for the purposes of raising money or for obtaining donations related to either the campaign, the inauguration, or any such political activity, so says Owen Blicksilver, a spokesman for Mr. Barrick. The inaugural committee focus was reported earlier on Thursday by the Wall Street Journal. The super PAC Rebuilding America Now was formed in the summer of 2016, when Mr. Trump's presidential campaign was short of cash and out of favor with many major Republican donors. While Mr. Trump insisted that he could finance his own campaign, he refused to dig too deeply into his own pockets, wasn't too interested in that, according to several people familiar with the investigation. Paul Manafort, who was heading the campaign, suggested that Mr. Barrick step into the void by creating and raising funds for the Political Action Committee, which could raise unlimited amounts of cash, as long as it avoided coordinating closely with a candidate. Let's hope that that happened. Let's hope that the president was able to steer clear of that. In an interview with investigators 1 year ago, Mr. Barrick said that Mr. Manafort seemed to view the political committee as an arm of the campaign, despite laws meant to prevent such coordination. According to a person familiar with the interview, let's say that again, Mr. Manafort seemed to view the political committee as an arm of the campaign. That would be problematic, but not necessarily, again, for the president. Manafort has his own problems. The problem is here is that the gross tonnage of accusations and investigations does start to wear on people. Even supporters of the president start to get worn out on this. They start to say, well, is there something to all of this? That's the big question, and you wonder where it goes from there. So it's the inaugural fund and the campaign spending, like I said, first examined by the Wall Street Journal and that criminal probe by the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office, which is in its early stages, also examining whether some of the committee's top donors gave money in exchange for access to the administration. And it comes back to part of the investigation into Michael Cohen. The investigation partly arises out of materials seized in the federal probe of former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen's business dealings. Again, coming from anonymous sources, in those raids back in April, you remember those of Cohen's home, his office, his hotel room, which was like his second home. FBI investigation and agents obtained a recorded conversation between Cohen and Stephanie Winston Wolkoff, a former advisor to Melania Trump, who worked on the inaugural events. In the recording, Wolkoff expressed concern about how the inaugural committee was spending money, according to a person familiar with the Cohen investigation. More anonymous sources here for the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal could not determine when the conversation between Mr. Cohen and Ms. Wolkoff took place or why it was recorded. The recording now in the hands of the federal prosecutors in the Southern District of New York in Manhattan. So, I mean, you've got all of these things that are building, all of these investigations that are building, and yes, these are to be taken seriously. The inaugural committee has publicly identified vendors accounting for $61 million of the $103 million it spent so far, and it hasn't provided details on how those expenses, according to tax filings. So, this is what it really comes down to. The ruse was that there was something involving Russia. In the end, there will be nothing about Russia in this report to speak of. Because talking to the Russian ambassador or Russian officials, certainly not a crime. And in fact, that would be the normal course of business for an incoming administration. It'd be the normal course of business for a campaign that looks like it's going to be the nominee for a major political party is to talk to foreign governments. Hey, if we get in, who do we talk to in your country? How do we, you know, plug in here? How do we plug in there? That would be a normal course of business. That's normal operating procedure. The problem always comes up when the money is being pushed around. Of course, in Clinton world, we know lots of money flew around all the time and in dubious and questionable ways, which is why the pay-to-play questions are being asked at the Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Foundation, where donations fell by 75% after Mrs. Clinton did not get elected. Now, why do you think that is? Why would her donations and the donations of the Clinton Foundation fall by 75%? Coincidence? I think not. But there won't be an investigation into that part of the story. Don't kid yourself. That's not going to happen. The investigation into Donald Trump will continue because they don't like him. He's upsetting the apple cart. He's not a globalist. He's not an inside the beltway guy. He's not a go along with it so everybody gets rich kind of guy. He's like, let's look out for the people that are down here that are getting screwed. And they don't care for that much. And that's fact. Well, he's a racist. He's dishonest. He's a liar. He's anything we can label him as. We'll malign him any way we can. And to be fair, he brings some of that on himself. He needs to be more careful. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. Good to have you here. We'll be right back.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.